The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is A.J. Taylor of KIOW Forest City and Dale Wegner of the Sac Sun. A.J., you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Let's talk a little bit about these tariffs now that are being proposed. There are some farmers that are still a bit worried about some of the things that are going on here. What do you see as far as Congress taking any action on this and trying to avert this trade war?
There's two things that Congress could do. One would really fix it, and that would be to modify or change the power of the president under what we call Section 232 of the 1963 Trade Act, but that isn't going to happen. I mean, look, at most of the Democrats think the president's doing the right thing. Some Republicans do. So then you get back to what we do in the meantime, and that is try to persuade the president to be cautious as he approaches it. And I think that we got some time to do that, and hopefully China will come around and help us with this process so none of this stuff goes ahead. And that would be basically doing what we do, sending letters to the administration, raising concerns, giving speeches like I'm talking to you now, news accounts, to represent our constituents, both because I'm a farmer and because agriculture is important in Iowa, to make the points. And I think the president has gotten the point, because I heard him at the cabinet meeting this morning as it was on Fox News, that he knows that the farmers are affected by this. And I think the president thinks that his pressure on China is going to change China's behavior, and there's not going to be any retaliatory action against American farm products. Let me add one thing, and I'm probably taking more time away from the next question, but I was in China 2 weeks ago with four other senators on a trade mission to visit with a Chinese business, American business, and more importantly, Chinese political leaders in five different cities. They're all members of the Communist Party. And I came away from there with an emphasis upon what I already expected, that China will do anything legal or illegal, moral or immoral, or ethical or unethical to get ahead of the United States and stay ahead of the United States. And all I really want out of them, and I think it's fair because they're the second biggest economy in the world, we're the first biggest, we ought to be somewhat competitive and appreciation of each other's positions. Anything China can do in this country, we ought to be able to do in their country. That's the bottom line, and that's what I think the president's fighting for, and I'm a little nervous about how he approaches it, and it could be harmful to agriculture. I hope not, but maybe it'll work out like it did with steel in South Korea. He decided not to put the tariff on South Korea, and they let more cars into their country above what the free trade agreement required, or in the case of Mexico and Canada, he's withheld the imposition of duties there, and they seem to be negotiating more seriously on the renegotiation of NAFTA. I'm ready now for Dave.
Dale.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. How has all this talk of the tariffs affected your discussions on the farm bill that's upcoming then?
Yeah. I think it emphasizes the need for a farm bill. But we need a farm bill even if we didn't have this, because the 2014 farm bill runs out 2018, and we need to get busy right now. Actually, we should have been busy 3 months ago getting on a farm bill, but I guess it'll start this month, and it's got to be finished by August, and satisfy your farmers that there'll still be a farm bill for 2019 if we don't get a new farm bill for the next 5 years, and we should, so farmers got long-term planning, we will extend the 2014 farm bill into the 2019 crop year. Back to AJ.
Senator, border security, one of the big things we're hearing about now, they're sending troops down to protect the Mexican border, the United States border, the shared border, if you will. What are your thoughts on this right now? Do you think this is a good move on our part to get this done?
There's plenty of precedent for it, both in the George Bush administration and in the Obama administration. They did that, and so there's precedent for it, and I think that we're short of the number of Border Patrol people, even for the money that's appropriated. We're still short, and it takes a long time to train them. So I think it fills a very important gap, and particularly since the fence isn't being built. Dale?
tomorrow you'll be holding a hearing with Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg in regards to these their security breaches and stuff. What do you want to find out from him, and how will you use what you learn?
Okay, let me answer the last part. We're going to have to determine whether or not there needs to be new laws and regulations to protect the privacy of people that participate. And obviously the privacy was not protected with Facebook because of the Cambridge Analytica situation. And so you start with the basics. They had a private policy. Why didn't they enforce their own policy? Are they going to enhance their privacy policies? And are they going to enforce them? And answers to those questions are going to determine whether or not we need to do anything through laws or through regulation. AJ?
Let's go back to tariffs for just a moment. Soybean farmers are a little bit worried now, obviously, because the Chinese market is the way that it is. But are there other concerns right now in Congress with regards to tariffs outside of the Chinese market that we should be paying attention to, like, say, Russia and others?
I think that the extent to which it hurts our friends that are involved in all the national security issues we're involved in, I think that'd be basically Europe and England when they aren't in the EU, Japan, Taiwan, Australia, New Zealand, I believe. And it does have an impact on them, and we've got to be cautious that we don't hurt our friends that are helping us with our national security. Dale?
Yes. On Friday, you held a youth summit up in northeast Iowa on the judiciary. What did you learn from these young people?
Well, first of all, they have good questions. And unlike most of my town meetings, the purpose wasn't to learn from them. It was kind of to fill a vacuum in the teaching of government that we spend all of our time on legislative and executive branches. We don't give proper attention to judges and the judicial branch, and it was to open up the thought process of these students of the importance of the courts. And so I went, it's just kind of like you'd hold a classroom. I went through the Senate's role in confirmation. Then we had an Eighth Circuit court judge that told about what appeals courts do, and then we had a trial judge for our district court, Southern District of Iowa, Chief Judge Jarvie. He spoke about the role of the district court. And it was to bring understanding, and the purpose of it is people are so cynical about everything in government, but more apt to be cynical about things they don't know much about. And I think enhancing their understanding of the role of the courts in our system is very important, and that was the purpose of the meeting. And it was, by the way, very successful, too, very much that they appreciated it and felt like they were learning from it. And we had most half of the program was there asking questions, and they really had good questions. And this is the last question, AJ.
Okay, there was a discussion having to do with citizenship, the citizenship question on the census. Are there any thoughts on your part about this? Do you think this should be put back into the census program?
Well, it sure was, at least up until 1950, and I'm not sure what the big concern is about not asking the question, and so I think it should be asked, a simple answer to your question. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, AJ and Dale, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.